It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
But I was nice. I was nice-ish.
You are an HR nightmare.
You don't return your phone calls. You don't return your text messages. You only return an email if someone alerts you that you have one. And that is not a becoming habit for a professional, Jeff.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, it's Jeff Lewis, and I have issues. In today's episode, Lauren Lake and Justin Martindale join the show. We talk about Lauren's dented car, the cost of ministers, and the Santa shortage. Your Honor, you look so professional today.
Thank you so much. This is like a cross, a hybrid carpool court collection. It could go either way.
Are you meeting with an attorney today?
No, I'm glad that I was ready, though, because I had a little incident as I was preparing to come, but I'm not. I'm just comfortable. All of this stuff is just really comfortable.
Now, so you were ready to head over to the studio this morning. And you are always very punctual, so I was surprised to hear that you were running late.
Yes, I had to text Shane this morning because I had to wait on a little insurance paperwork. When I got my car from valet, I noticed that there was a big dent in the side of it.
No.
Yes, it's a rental, and I noticed that. And so I did not want to be responsible for it, so we had to wait and do the paperwork. And luckily, it was refreshing. They admitted to it. I didn't have to argue and go crazy. And the great thing is when I get a rental car, I usually photograph what it looks like, right, for the rental car purposes. So I actually had those photographs. I knew that dent wasn't in there. And so they owned up, but I had to get the paperwork today.
I don't think they were going to fuck with you in that power suit.
Not in that blazer.
Well, also, the spike earrings on the side. I mean, she's like, I'm put together with an edge.
That's exactly right. That's the don't mess with me.
Yes.
Okay, give me the paperwork, and you're guilty. Yes.
So you also probably didn't give them a choice. Like, you dented my car.
Absolutely. It wasn't an option. And like I said, I already had my receipts on deck. But they didn't even require it. They kind of looked at it and just owned it. And I knew it didn't have the dent in
it. Did it look like it hit another car or a wall?
No, it looked like a wall. It looked like a beam. You know how they're coming around? Mm-hmm. It's one of those, you know, valet under those tight spaces.
Yep.
And they're coming around a beam and it's like a swipe and a dent. You know, it's kind of pushed in.
Your Honor, have you noticed? Well, so how'd you get here? Still a
I
rental
drove
car.
It.
With
oh, the, yeah.
Oh, with a dent?
With a dent.
I am driving with a dent.
Uh-huh. Oh, God. Are you on P4?
Yeah.
Do you know,
it's
like an obstacle course.
You guys,
this parking
I am.
Structure.
And it was so funny you just said that because I said to myself, I'm going to have to go back by the rental car place and change this car out. I don't want to have a dent in the car. That is so, I'm
it's
serious.
So poor.
I know.
You're going to get charged by the Jeff Lewis court with DWD, driving with a dent.
Oh, no.
Driving with a dent.
It's out of order. It's out of order. I know. No, I literally thought that. Like, I have a busy day, but I'm like, honey, I'm going to have to get back by this rent-a-car place and have them switch this out.
Have you noticed that in the parking structure, they're now putting signs up, a lot of signs.
In the middle. Yeah.
And it becomes an obstacle. I have a big car.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to maneuver around the sign. Why is the sign there in the middle?
To slow you down. It says, please slow down.
Oh, no. No.
It does, but
I will not drive like my children live here. No. I am just trying to park. I do not need that.
I will not do
it. I will not drive.
That's probably where the dent came from.
Oh, right.
Those signs in SiriusXM.
No, it's crazy. I see those signs, and I was wondering why they did that. I figured what Shane says is true, but they are a little awkwardly placed. And given how far the cars come out, it's kind of weird to get around them.
You almost have to do like a three-pointer when you're going around the corner.
The way that the way the garage is designed, the stairwell is in the middle. So if you're driving around the stairwell and it's sharp edges.
Yeah.
So I think the goal is to get people from cutting the edge, because as people are coming around the edge, I think they're clipping each other. But then
we're clipping the sign.
I know. Then you're clipping the other side. I know. It's a thing.
Here's the thing. Like, okay, maybe there's a slight chance I could be going around the corner and hit a car, but there is a sign there all the time. You're more likely to hit the sign.
Yeah. We should put people in the middle just so that... I'm just kidding.
Yeah, this parking lot is out of order.
Yes! Get him a gavel, okay? Out of order.
We should, honestly, class action.
Okay.
You could represent us.
On the signs?
Yes.
Okay, we'll do it.
I think I've actually clipped that sign a little bit.
Oh, for sure.
Really?
Maybe in the Range Rover, but not in the S-Class today. You're fine.
By the way, there's still, because I had to fire my new house assistant.
Uh-oh.
And there's still residual issues that are showing up. So I was saying to Lily this morning, I said, Toby's really not eating his food. I said, we're going to get new food today. I'm going to do Just Food for Dogs.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She's like, well, I think because Gus bought the wrong dog food. I'm like, what? So I go in, and you know, those are expensive. All of that wet food that he bought.
It's wet.
It's all grain-free. Blah, blah, and, blah. Like, it's not the same food. So they switched the food on him.
Oh.
But, that'll
but
do
who
it.
Switched it?
Well.
Did the vet switch it?
No. Gus, because he bought the wrong food.
Oh,
jail.
No.
Jail immediately.
Look, we already said this. Do
Don't
not
fuck
pass.
With my dog.
No, and do not collect $200.
Don't
straight
fuck
to
with
jail.
My dog.
But no, I'm like that too. I do not like that. I don't even like when he goes into his, if he has to board or do anything, I bring his food.
Yes.
I'm very particular
he'll
about
get diarrhea.
What he eats. Yep. And it is terrible.
Awful.
You hear me? And then you feel so guilty. Like, no, it is. Okay. I mean, it is. And then you feel so guilty because it's like, you know what? He can't be in charge of what food he eats. This is all. I've got to make sure this is right.
Well, he wasn't eating. And so yesterday I had to make him rice and salmon. And we made the whole, and he ate the whole damn thing.
Yeah. Of course.
The whole
so
damn
did
thing.
I. Mm.
Did you eat the dog food too?
No, it sounds good though. Rice and salmon.
Oh. Yeah, no, today we're going to Just Food for Dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
getting him. Can't you eat that food too?
Yes.
That's weird to me.
It's basically a taco.
No, it's not a taco. What tacos are you eating, Shane?
yeah, it's chicken and rice.
I'm worried about your taco intake.
Speaking of taco.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
You're not going to believe this. So we were in Woodland Hills, mm-hmm. and we had just finished. It was our last reveal of the season. Today's our last shooting day. I have interviews today. Two more scenes, and I'm done.
Congrats.
Awesome. Congrats. That's really awesome.
So I wanted to celebrate. So I went to Taco Bell.
Oh,
okay.
And that
what
was
do you get?
Friday. Well, okay. I get the is it Supreme, but then I hold the sour cream.
Exactly.
Is that what I do?
Just like the plain crunchy taco Supreme, no sour cream. So 190 calories minus the sour cream. So I'm guessing it's probably in the 165, 170.
Even if you round it up, I had three tacos. It was 600 calories. That's okay. Not bad for
That's
lunch.
Not bad
now,
for can, lunch.
Now, do you open it and look first,
don't
and then
look.
Bite it, or you don't look? Don't look. Just bite the taco.
I don't look.
Doesn't the meat look kind of...
I don't look at it.
Don't
you know
look
why?
At it. Okay.
It's covered by the cheese.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
okay.
The lettuce. By the way, that's why it's so few calories, because they have very little meat in there. It's mostly lettuce and cheese, which
okay.
I don't mind.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But there's just very little of that dog
and no
meat.
Taco sauce?
Yeah. If you don't look at it, it doesn't
Toby
exist.
Toby eats better than... I mean, I think Toby's food is better than Taco Bell.
It's, yeah.
But it's good.
Toby!
I mean, it tastes good. It tastes good.
Hard shell or soft shell?
Hard show.
Hard.
Oh.
But that's not the point of all this. Okay. So it was very crowded at 1 o'clock. I don't know what was happening on a Friday.
Lunch.
National Taco Day, yeah.
All these people were there.
Yeah. Okay.
And there was no parking, so I had, of course, park illegally, but not in handicapped, just where it said no parking.
Thank goodness.
So, yes. So I didn't, I've moved on from that.
I'm so
not
happy.
Unless there's five handicapped spots, I'll take one. But if there's only one handicapped spot, I won't take the one.
Oh, my God. Okay. That's We're improving.
We are improving.
We
so
still have room for more improvement.
There was only one handicapped spot.
All right.
It was not taken. I did not take it.
Okay.
I parked in the other, no parking. So I'm walking. I'm now, so I had to walk a little bit, right? So I'm walking to the restaurant, and there's a kind of in the, like the right, like just kind of a little bit in my peripheral, I see a big navigator, Lincoln Navigator in the drive-thru. Okay. And there's a couple cars behind it, but I don't even really notice. I'm like, I just kind of see it, but I keep walking, and Shane's like, do you know who that is? She's staring at you.
No.
And I said, no. He goes, it's Jenny Poulos. So Jenny Poulos sees me and now is like, I'm getting the fuck out of this drive-thru. What do you think I'm going to do? Climb on your car? Bang on the roof? Like, I don't even...
Yes.
I'm like,
wait, how many cars away?
Maybe. He doesn't have sour cream on his tacos. Anything could happen.
Anything could happen. Right. He's
so
at
now,
Taco Bell. Anything could happen.
So now she's like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. So she's in the drive-thru. She hasn't ordered yet, but she's in line. So now she's trying to get out, but she gets stuck.
No.
Wait, how many cars away are you from her?
We are walking.
No, I'm not in the drive-thru.
We're not.
I'm just walking.
Directly in front of her car, passing through the line to get into the restaurant. But the parking lot is so small. The line is so long that it's like basically all the cars are parked in their spaces, and then the line is like directly up against it. So she's trying to get out.
She's trying to get out of there before I notice her.
But there's no room because
what's
the
more embarrassing?
So what happens?
Well, she sits there and she has to wait for other cars to move, but she's kind of like turned
slowly
wonky.
Inching.
You know what I mean? Like she's trying to go in, out, like trying to get out.
Oh, wow.
Because I think she thought I was going to rush the car.
Yeah.
No.
And I didn't, I mean, he mentioned to me, I just still walked. I was hungry. I'm like, I'm not stopping. I don't need to say hello. And I've already tried that.
But
you know
also,
what I mean?
You're not going to say hi.
No.
You didn't say hello.
No.
Okay.
But also be cool?
Like, right, relax.
Like, just chill. Are her windows tinted?
Were they tinted?
I only looked through the front, so I don't know.
That's just so weird.
She wants to get recognized.
Well, also, what a great idea for a show, Celebrity Drive-Thru.
How about Celebrity Dine-In? Because I'm a little nervous about that they're walking into the Taco Bell. Yeah. You're going in to order?
Yeah.
Oh, we dine in.
I like to eat there.
Oh, you go eat in there?
Of course.
Oh, my Lord.
I want my tray. I want to fill up my drink.
You want it all?
Have you never seen Taco Bell ambiance? Like, it's just
I don't want to go in there. You love it?
The shelf life is 25 seconds. Like, you have to, like, get it directly from the kitchen.
Oh, because if you don't eat it right, it's not a carry
away. Don't bag
away.
It.
No.
Oh, don't even bag it.
No.
It's like McDonald's fries. You have to eat them right away.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But see, I think McDonald's fries are better in the car driving.
Like, correct.
They're not inside McDonald's.
I don't know what car we were in, but I didn't want to make a mess of the car. Because
okay.
Those tacos are messy. Yeah.
Okay, that's
especially
a good
how
point.
Fast I eat.
That's
half
a good
of
point.
It ends up on the floor.
Mm-hmm. I love that you're dining at Taco Bell. This is fantastic.
600 calories. However, you know where I get the, I think where we get the calories is the one of the reasons why I go in is because I'll get a regular drink, but then I go back to the soda fountain.
Oh.
So even though I'm paying for the regular, I go back a couple times.
Oh, okay. Double the drink.
What's wrong with
that?
Out of order.
What's wrong?
No, it's actually in order because I think you do get to use those fountain things as much as you want.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
But then why are they saying what size do you want?
Because that's what I
wonder. I'm not a moron. I'm going to get the regular, and I'm just going to keep going
back.
Well,
then maybe, you know what? We need to look up the laws of Taco Bell to figure out whether you're supposed to go back again. If you order the regular drink, maybe you're just supposed to get one.
Well, if they didn't want me to go back again, they shouldn't leave it out in the open. They should do it behind the counter
where
I can't go and get it. Do you know
what I'm
saying?
That's true. That's true.
You know what is legal at Taco Bell is getting the plastic cup for water and filling it up with lemonade.
That's illegal. That's
that
illegal.
I understand.
No, it's water only.
What do you think Jenny was going to get to drink?
Water, fill it with Sprite.
A vodka after she saw you, and she's probably just...
Yeah.
Whatever you order to drink at Taco Bell, we surely have your favorite soft drink, and you can also refill it for free as many times as you like.
So then why would I get the large?
So we just uncovered a major fact here that we need to spread to the world. You can get the regular drink. Only if you guess you're going through the drive-thru and
want
you want
large.
A bigger drink,
then
you
I want the
it.
Large.
But if you're eating in, get the smaller drink.
You're saving Americans millions and giving them diabetes.
What's the difference in price between the regular and the large, I'm wondering? I'm wondering how much I saved.
But also, I think regular Americans are like, you guys, we know this. And we're
right.
We've uncovered something.
Look,
you're
I
so
am
right.
Straight Jacques Cousteau right now. Okay, yeah. I'm discovering major things right now.
You know
now.
What else I discovered? When we were going down to Disneyland, you know I'm all about the freeways and how to get there sooner and side streets and the whole thing. So Shane consults Waze.
Oh, no.
Waze says, take the 10 to the 5 when on the way to Disneyland. And I said, no. Mm-mm. We talked about this before.
Yes.
Gays versus Waze.
Yes.
I'm like, this gay knows something. I can get there faster. So Shane's like, I don't know. Why don't you just follow it? I'm like, nope. We're taking the 5. We're taking the 110. I'm getting the fast track lane. I'm going to make up a lot of time in the fast track, and then I'm going to hop on
the
91 to the 5.
Ooh.
I got there 10 solid minutes faster.
I love it.
Using Gaze versus Waze.
There we have it.
That's
there
a new
we
app.
Have it.
A
it's
new
all
app.
About that fast track.
There
yeah.
we
fast
have it.
Fast track.
And now you should be the voice of it. You should have to start your app, and you be the voice.
I'd actually think for Gaze, I'd want more of a voice like Jameson's.
Okay, well,
like, go ahead, Jameson.
Gaily forward.
Like, tell me to take the 10 to the 110 to the 91 to the 5.
Honey, get on that freeway and don't worry about no merging. You're gay. Out of the way, straights!
Okay.
That's so funny.
He's hired.
Also, you are saving a big 10 cents if you get a medium versus a large.
Okay, that adds up.
10 but if you get a small instead of a larger saving, 20 cents.
Oh.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. For 10 cents, I would rather sit down and not have to get back up. 10 cents?
And just go ahead and get the big
but
one.
Dime?
We go to Taco Bell every week. Add it up. I don't...
52 cents. $5 and 20 cents.
That adds up.
Yeah, yeah. And also, you know, those jumbo cups don't travel well. Because when you get in the car, they don't fit in the little holder. So it could be that if you just get a refill before you leave, you're better. And you won't make a mess in your car.
You're right. You're the
right.
really large cups don't fit in my cup
right,
holder.
Right.
You're right. And now
like
Shane
it.
Has to hold it.
I don't like
with
it.
With his warm hands, his warm, sweaty hands.
Oh.
And now I've got hot lemonade.
Yeah. Oh no.
And I don't want that.
Uh-uh. And they'll end up in like a whale's blowhole or something, you know?
Speaking of whales.
I'm listening.
I took Toby to the holistic doctor yesterday.
Oh.
And they're like all about all these crazy procedures. And they do hydrotherapy, which is like underwater, like treadmill with his little head up coming
like
out of the
this.
Water.
Yeah. Oh.
They do acupuncture. They do prolozone. They do all kinds of stuff. Now there's some new cutting edge therapy where I am not joking. I thought I was being punked.
Me
I
too.
Was waiting for a candid camera to come out.
Uh-huh.
The straight face, he's telling me that they have found healing properties in horse smegma.
Stop it.
I swear to God, this is what he told me. Horse smegma injections along with, was it the ozone? Or
ozone.
Or the PRP? They do all kinds. But
this is witchcraft.
I know. Horse smegma. Who knows?
A lady that swore she had whale sperm in these holistic hair products back in the day in New York when I used to get my hair done.
I wonder if Way uses that.
Was it a sperm whale?
I have no idea, but she used to say that.
I think we have a live read for Way today.
God.
Now with...
Actually, we don't. What happened to them? We don't have them today. I don't know.
Wait, we can't just transition from Taco Bell to horse smegma.
I'm sorry.
And just like not
just
talk
it.
About it.
We're
yeah.
very comfortable. We're yeah. just very comfortable.
I just want to know who tried it first.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, how did they think that would be a good idea?
Yeah, you know what's a really good antidote for dog? No.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
That's what they're saying. I'm not ready to, and then I'm not ready to. It's expensive.
Inject it, and it's an injection.
Yeah. And what are the benefits? Why did we go? Did you just go to try it, or is there something that you're trying to...
He has hip dysplasia, so we're trying to make him comfortable and trying to like stretch him out and reduce inflammation and reduce pain and all that. So we went and explored. We were there for 2 hours. We explored all these different therapies, and they want to get started like next week, but I'm wondering if we should find someplace closer to the house, because that was a real long drive.
I mean, that was in Tarzana.
Oh, my goodness.
No, not horse smegma in Tarzana.
Not all the way there for that.
It's worse.
I mean, why do I have to drive all the way to Tarzana to get whale jizz?
There's horses closer.
This is snake oil.
I'm sure there's one near you. I'm sure.
Right.
I'm sure. With the dog
lovers. Don't
they
just sell that at CVS?
Ew.
Irwan.
Ew.
Plus, we must know some chumps that have horses. Paul and Patrick said they used to have a horse.
Mm.
Who do we know that rides horses? Tracy Bregman.
Mm.
Tracy Tudor.
Tracy Tudor.
All the Tracys.
Sutton. Okay.
All the Tracys.
Sutton.
Tracy's a horse girl name. So, yes.
Horse girl name.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like a thick braid on one side.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Just no bedazzle on the end.
No.
Just like that rubber band.
Now, Shane has been doing, are we allowed to say you were doing a dating show? No?
Just, I don't know.
You said it, so.
Well,
just don't say who or what.
We're not going to say who, what, where.
Okay.
But last night. Shane had a on-camera date for this dating show.
Oh, my goodness.
Zoom or in person?
IRL.
Oh.
But here's the thing. We had to go to Tarzana first.
No.
To the doctor.
Ooh.
And Shane was not going to have time to change, but he did bring clothes to my house. Toby got very, very nervous in the car.
No.
And accidentally expressed his anal gland.
No.
Which smelled so disgusting in my car. I had to leave the car behind today. Like, I had to take another car because it smelled so bad. Thank God I have another car.
Thank God.
That
car is ruined.
I'm sorry.
Thank
my
God.
Spirit left my body. Like, I don't even know how to react to that.
I know. Dogs can't really be out of order, but that's a rough one.
Because he was so nervous, he kind of expressed it. So it smelled so bad. And it was, by the way, he was in Shane's lap.
In my lap.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, Shane.
Oh, he was in Shane's lap.
Oh, before the date?
Before the date. And he didn't have time to shower, so he smelled like anal glands.
Oh, my God.
But by the way, the guy really liked him, so maybe it worked.
What?
It's like pheromones.
I doused myself in pheromone spray before.
To
try to mask the scent.
Oh my God!
The patty spray.
I keep that shit on.
But you weren't in your change
of clothes. It's the most expensive
pheromones
in the world.
I changed my pants after.
Oh my God!
Because the jeans stink.
But
it might have permeated through the fabric to your skin.
I could smell it. It was stuck in my nose. Like I was like, this is
disgusting.
On me.
And while you were on the date, you could still smell the funk of it.
I bet he could too.
Well, is there a second date?
If he likes,
I'm sure
anal glands.
He could be a power top, you know.
I don't think it's the first time Shane has smelled like anal glands.
I was gonna say, you know,
I cannot. This is where I leave.
Are you a minister now?
I am.
When did that happen?
I'm officiating my first wedding on Thursday.
Oh.
My nephew and his fiance are getting married. Shout out to MJ and Lene. I'm so excited.
Oh. Shout out MJ and Lene.
Yes. They're getting married.
What are you charging them?
Nothing.
Oh.
I'm actually giving them money. That's just how you do when you're auntie. Yes. But I'm going to officiate. Just call me minister.
Oh, okay.
I'm a full minister now, and it's going to be really fun. I'm actually really excited about it, to tell you the truth.
You should be.
They asked me to do it, and I felt honored, so I did it, yeah.
So is this going to become a little side gig for you, like a side hustle?
Well, now that you say that, now that I wrote the set, you know me, you know I don't miss no money.
I know.
Okay, you know me, you and me, we don't miss no money. I thought to myself, well, let me make sure my outfit and everything is pulled together, mm-hmm. honey, because I'm going to get some good video.
Mm-hmm.
And I might just be able to have another little side hustle doing this because I enjoy it.
I feel like people will to have a celebrity judge marry them.
I love love. I love the new beginning. And I love, of course, you know, helping people be reunited. That's what I do.
So if you... okay, so I'm just curious what you think you would charge, because I know in my head what I think I would pay you. But maybe, what would you pay her to officiate your wedding with Frank?
$500?
What?
I was thinking.
Too low?
I was thinking 1,000.
Way too. Is that what they making?
Oh, I don't know.
Because they can have this certificate back after I do the wedding on Thursday, honey. Y'all, I told y'all, I don't freestyle, honey. I don't freestyle.
Oh, that's not enough money?
I just no. To officiate a wedding?
I just love that you were like, I do it for the love and yeah. the people. 500. What?
Only for the love of my nephew and his fiance. Don't get it twisted.
Well, what do you want, Your Honor?
I don't know, but I want more than $500,000. I don't even pay for my outfit and my gas getting there.
It's the same outfit, right?
No!
You're going to get a new outfit every time you officiate a wedding?
Absolutely! Why would I not?
I thought it was like a robe. Don't,
yeah, no? It's just a robe.
No,
it isn't.
It's in the 1800s.
Yeah, you got to be sharp now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
If you're traveling from Jupiter, Florida.
I don't know, but I sure thought that was kind of low. Why would I go and spend a whole day?
All right, fine.
That's
what do you want?
That's a whole day.
What do you want?
I don't know. I didn't think about it, but it ain't $500,000.
Your Honor, I've got some bad news.
I thought it was going
to
be 5,000.
According to brides.com, the cost of an officiant ranges from $300 to $500.
Oh,
but you're a celebrity.
Well,
you can charge
more.
Well,
I'll be retiring on Thursday night right after this. Right after this is over, honey.
What about $1,500? If it's local. It's local. You got an hour drive.
No.
She's a one-time minister.
No, because the way I'm going to hook this thing up, no. I'm going to have this thing hooked up the way I'm going to get it going and get it popping. No,
well, Then you better be cooking. You better be DJing. You better be...
to the floral arrangements.
Well, y'all know I can sing the wedding song. I can,
yeah.
But I'm not. I don't freestyle.
What would you sing?
I don't freestyle. I don't know. I'm not singing for $500 either.
Fine. If I paid you $2,500, would you sing?
$2,500, I might do a short ceremony. It has to be less than 30 minutes.
Okay, fine. I don't want it longer than 30 minutes anyway.
Me either.
Right?
No,
boring.
I think, no. And
you're
we're
gonna
not
tell
doing
jokes?
A really long,
yeah.
We're not doing a really long ceremony. But yeah, y'all, no, $300 to $500, that's just not going to cut it.
That's so
maybe you should have researched that before you got certified.
No, I only did it because they asked me. I wouldn't have done it any other time, but I will say this, I was going to look it up, but I know people getting paid more than that.
Wait, Doug? No, wait. Doug is a minister.
Yeah, he told me that.
Can you grab him? Can we grab, is he over here?
Sure.
I want to know what he charges. You're a minister too, Oscar?
I am.
You are?
Yeah.
What do you charge?
How much money did you make?
Who did you marry?
Oh, one of my old friends, old coworkers, long, long time ago, got married in a
band
park.
Member.
No. He's
Disney gay.
No, not at all.
WrestleMania.
No.
Doug.
This was
a normal person.
This is Minister Doug.
Yes, oh. Minister Doug. We want to know how much you charge
I'm
to officiate.
I'm pretty cheap.
Oh, Lord.
No.
For me, it was more like I just said, I don't want to eat with the band. That was for me the most important thing is like, you're not putting me in the back.
So
of
you
the
went
band.
There for free food.
So
free food, $500.
Oh.
And I paid extra for the laminated badge, just in case they have a spot check, because I hear that they sometimes send an inspector. And that cost me more money.
Well, I have the little card. I have it in my purse
Justin,
right now. I'm a minister. I carry mine
a
with me.
A laminated badge?
But, yeah. Doug,
that cost $9
extra. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it did. And Doug, we got to talk later. We got to talk later because we got to raise your prices.
Also, you should know that the badge, you don't get free parking. You can't.
Because
if you put the badge in your windshield, you could get free parking. It doesn't work.
How much was the badge?
I'm not,
an extra $9.
$9.
Oh, $9.
How much to get certified?
But what are the chances? $56. What are the chances some inspector is going to show up?
No, you don't know.
Excuse me.
A minister inspector?
Get
a real job.
I'm ready. But
is there anyone here that objects to this wedding?
Yeah.
It's like,
we
wait
do.
A minute.
Where's her laminated pass?
Where's your badge?
But, Your Honor, $500 is sort of the going rate.
Well, that's why I'm retiring.
But
after
she's a celebrity.
She's a one-time minister.
No, I am, and it's going to be great.
Maybe $1,500 max.
Really?
Doesn't it depend on the budget of the wedding? I mean, if it's a huge wedding where they're going to spend $1 million, maybe, but most
that's the exact
are
kind
not.
That I'm going to officiate.
So that's where you
there's
need
a lot
to
of those.
That's
I think
what
every-
I'm saying.
High end gaze.
High end.
They're everything.
High end gaze.
Point me in the direction.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be giving energy, flavor. I'm going to be giving matrimonial excellence.
Yep.
Okay. This thing is not going to be your ordinary
five
service.
Grand. Five grand.
Five grand.
That's
grand,
what
man.
I'm saying.
And five-star accommodations.
Yep.
And I need car service.
Yep.
And I'm a
makeup.
Light
hair makeup.
Hair makeup. And you know they worry about these videos.
Pam.
You want to get on the knot.com, you have me do it.
There it is.
I'm gonna have your little self up on, you go viral. Okay, let's just do that. Okay, just know you're gonna go viral.
Guaranteed.
Okay.
Guaranteed.
When I get done with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
The
and
judge
for a lower
package.
Budget, feel free to contact
okay.
me.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the ones
no
I virality. Pass on, I'm giving to you, Doug.
Right to me.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Good.
Bye.
All right. Thanks, Doug. Oscar, do you have the badge?
I did not pay for it. Couldn't afford it at the time.
Oh my God. The $9?
No. Nobody came in and said, "Let me see your badge, sir." No.
Yeah. No one's ever gonna do that.
I did it for like $50 and a plate of food.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was all these other things I could have had.
I'm never getting married.
That made me sick to my stomach.
The couple that I...
takes the romance right out of it.
I as well officiated a wedding this summer, but I didn't even get certified.
What?
Oh.
They're not even legally married.
No, it was in another country anyway, so it wouldn't...
Oh, it was...
Oh, is this Joey?
It wasn't Joey.
Is everything a lie?
Is everything...
I mean, Your Honor, you just kind of... you do
just go to Vegas.
The romance out of
I
it.
Know,
like
no.
It's like, oh, we would really love for you to officiate our wedding. I'm not doing it for that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do it. Like, listen, I don't even do that. I just don't take anything lower than my price. I just wait for the people that pay my price because I know what I'm going to do.
Know your worth.
You know what I mean? Know my worth. It just gets to that point in life. I'm old enough. I've paid my dues.
Your Honor, I was just thinking about this. You do a lot of traveling.
You go to
Atlanta. You go
I'm
to Detroit.
Florida,
you go to Tampa.
I'm New York, everywhere.
You don't check your luggage, do you?
Oh, I am not a luggage checker.
Mm-mm. What? You don't
no.
do it.
I only check luggage when it, I mean, literally, I must. And I will even take another person and tell them, like, look, you need to carry this carry-on bag. Like, if they check their luggage, I'll give them another carry-on of mine.
Yep.
Because I don't like to check my luggage.
I don't either.
I have a fear they're going to rummage through it. I have a fear they're going to lose it. I don't like it. And I don't like when you arrive and your luggage doesn't get there. And then they got to tell you, you got to come back 2 hours later or they're going to deliver your luggage. Why would I trust you to deliver my luggage and you couldn't deliver my luggage on the plane that I paid for?
Yep.
I don't like it. Out of order.
I kind of felt like I was kind of getting that vibe from you.
That's it. No,
I don't know.
And I mean, I can tell you, I did literally a month-long tour of Europe and I went over to Kenya.
With a carry-on.
Whoa.
A carry-on to Kenya?
How do you do that?
Carry-on to Kenya is an American Girl doll.
Yeah,
that is it.
But I'm telling you, I did it. I did it for my honeymoon. I literally rolled everything. It's a tight roll, and it's the fabrics that you choose. And this is where Carpool Collection look at Jameson. It's the fabrics, and it's how you
We're
work
not
the
rolling.
Different pieces. You're
We're not rolling.
It's I don't roll.
And I don't love rolling in real
I don't
life,
like to
but
roll.
When you have to get that stuff in there and you're using the fabrics, it really tightens the things up, and you just take a lot of very light, thin fabrics, and you work it the whole time.
Are you doing Ziploc bags? What are you doing?
No, I didn't even know about those bags at that time.
The vacuum bags.
Space saver.
This was back in the day. I mean, this probably was like 13,
are you still
14
rolling?
Years ago. No, I don't roll in real life because I also know how to pack
And then it
what
gets
I
wrinkly.
Need.
How do you put
I
the
feel
roll
like we need
wrinkles?
And I'm not a big ironer. I don't like to get somewhere and have to pull out that iron because that iron don't never look right and that iron board.
Can't do linen.
No, it's not linen. It's a Mm-mm. lot of like no wrinkle fabrics that I buy. Yeah, and they look
great. You need to learn how to pack.
I'm a great packer.
No, you're not.
I
always have to check because
packer.
Of you.
Because you bring so much stuff.
No, I don't. I think the problem is I'm bringing too many shoes. I'm bringing too many shoes.
Half the suitcase is shoes.
You're right.
And what you have to learn how to do is you have to put like one pair of shoes has to go into your personal size. You have to condense and really be conscientious about your toiletries, right? And then even sometimes to get my clothes, what I'll do is, this is what I'll do, and I know this is a waste of money, but it helps me. Sometimes I'll just go get the toiletries I need in a small form when I get wherever I'm going.
So I
they
do that
don't
too.
Take up my bag space. And I get to use my bag space
I
for
can't
my clothes
count
and
on
my
it.
Shoes.
And get the Conair steamer, the one that like folds, because it's just like a slender thing. It's the best.
Yeah, you can still find what you need. I get what you're saying. If you're very particular about your things, but the things that I need, I don't bring those.
We could be doing more carry-ons.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think Your Honor, we need to get a lesson from Your Honor.
I can roll. I'll roll.
But you know she'll charge me.
Long.
I ain't coming over for $500.
Yeah, no. Hell, I mean. No, I'm not. Honey, no. Okay.
What about loading the dishwasher? Do you have a specific way of doing that?
Yes, I do.
I knew it.
I have a specific way of doing that. And CJ's job now is to do the dishwasher. So we really had to get him organized as to what goes where. Because I don't do anything that isn't like a cup or something, a small bowl on the top. If the top layer of the dishwasher is stressful, when I pull it out and I kind of pull it and it doesn't like come out smoothly because you've got too much tall stuff in there.
A saucer.
That sets me off. No, don't do that.
You know what sets me
off? Line the plates up neatly and really don't even do pots. Wash the pots.
My issue is at my house. We got some twinks that they don't totally wash off the plate before they put it in the dishwasher.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, they're twinks.
And it makes me really upset because then the food's still on there.
Well, no, that doesn't work. And really, my thing is, it has to be a certain amount of dishes because if not, just wash them. Like, I'm a big believer in just wash them up. We don't have time for this because then we're just going to have to unload. We're really making more work. By the time you scrub the plate clean or whatever, just wash it. But if you do have a lot and you put it in there, you've got to rinse. You've got to rinse it off. I don't like when people just do that.
This is
nasty.
Thrilling.
I'm serious.
I have one more. I know you're serious.
Way.
I'm serious, too.
It doesn't bother you?
No, I do my dishes right. I always have, and I always
What about
will.
Evan?
Yeah. Well, no. Yes, we're working on it.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, we're working on it.
That's an important thing.
It is.
Now, what about this? Because I noticed this happened last night. I go to throw something away, and I open up the trash can. It's one of those simple cans, like the stainless steel ones. Mm-hmm. And I get this waft of food.
Anal glands.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yeah, anal
it was
gland.
My jeans.
No. That was just Shane then. But, no. And I realized that they threw their lunches in there, and then no one emptied the trash.
No.
So now I go to open up, and it just now the kitchen smells because they left the trash in there.
Well, here's a trick. Get the Glade bleach trash bags because it masks the smell.
I do
and
get those, but it's
it.
Not the anal still glands. Good. You have to be considered enough when you put a bag of food, you put food in there. When you're done with that, you change that.
Is that
bag.
Your lunch can?
Yeah.
You change it.
I think it was Ken's
Even
lunch.
With those... freshener things, it's not the same. It's still, you can still smell it a little
but
bit.
But see, what I do is like, I love that we're just like home tricks. You know, it's like if you have an empty sour cream thing or anything with like a sauce in it, wash it out and then put it in the trash.
And put it in recycle.
So it doesn't rot
have
your trash.
Have a recycle
sour.
Inside. Yeah. And I don't like my trash can to smell like trash either. So I'm really funny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the trash can. When the trash can is done, I'm putting a little Pine Sol in. I'm shaking it around. I'm throwing it over. I don't want it smelling nasty.
Mm-mm.
I'm just surprised people would say that you have a type A personality.
I know.
It's just
surprising. We're learning so much.
Yeah.
So much.
That's why we get along
so
well.
So laid back.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Yeah. I am so laid back.
By the way, there is a shortage of Santas this Christmas season.
Oh, what happened?
The demand is up 30%.
They're on Ozempic.
What happened?
Yes, actually, I know.
Santa, Ozempic.
Shane, you're a fool. But what happened?
There's 200, and the demand is up 30%, probably because COVID is over now. And not for some people, though, because I see masks all the time.
Well,
but
the demand has been up for black Santas, because we don't see enough black Santas.
I was going to ask you, I never see a black Santa.
Oh, I only took CJ. I would research where the black Santa was and drive all the way to the black Santa.
Wow. Where is there if I want to go to a black Santa, where is there a black Santa?
At the mall over off Crenshaw, the Baldwin Hills Mall, there was always a black Santa. He's always on the news, too. He's been the black Santa for years. Well, everybody comes to go see the black Santa if you're black.
We need less ministers and more Santas. I bet the demand for a black Santa is like that's more than 500.
That's more than 500, okay?
They say there's 2,250 jobs for St. Nick this season, but they're struggling to meet the high volume. So I don't, I think what concerns me is they are getting a little desperate. First of all, pay them more. Because I feel like if you pay them more, you'll get more people, right?
Absolutely.
But my concern is that now they're getting desperate. First of all, there's no lack of fat guys.
Don't get desperate.
There's no lack of fat guys.
But even if you're not fat, you can still get the suit. You can just.
But you don't have the fat face.
Well,
unless you're a drinker.
A lot of them don't.
And you get a little bloated.
What about the SAG strike? They should all actors should go be Santa.
Yeah.
You're right.
If you're striking, go be Santa.
Pez should be Santa.
There's not enough Persian Santas. I've always
seen seen a Persian Santa.
You know
Persian
what they used to do at the Beverly Center? Remember they used to have Hunky Santa?
Oh, Hunky Santa could get it. Hunky Santa was it.
Who's Hunky Santa?
It's just like two guys from the Abbey, and they're like, what's up? We're Santa. And we're like.
So Pez could be a Hunky Santa.
Yeah, Hunky Santa.
Okay.
That would be good.
All types of Santas work for me.
But do you think that if, in all seriousness, if they start to get desperate, my concern is they're going to start ignoring criminal records.
That's not going to work.
Desperate, yeah.
Right?
No,
maybe
we're not going to
registered.
Do that.
Yeah.
I won't take Monroe
because
to see.
The whole point is the child sits on their lap, so we're not trying to have that. No. We're not trying to have that.
If we're background checking caller number five, we need to check Santa.
Yes,
at the
we
mall.
Do. We do.
Yeah, do you take CJ to see the Santa?
Yeah,
you have a little boy versus little girl. I'm always, I don't know.
But
I guess it
CJ
doesn't matter. Pedophile's a pedophile.
He wasn't into it for a while. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But he wasn't into it for a long time. The one day I drove all the way for him to see the black Santa here, he was just kind of like over it, you know? He just kind of stood next to Santa like, and I want this. CJ he only did it when he was a little boy. Then he's over it.
Have you ever seen a Chinese Santa?
No.
I haven't either.
In Halloween right now. You know, I don't jump to Christmas like some people.
Now that you bring this up, we need to start checking to make sure this is diverse.
You're right.
We do. See, you are a freedom fighter. You are changing the world right now.
Thank you.
This things are going to get better.
This is what I have been telling people for 6 years.
Said no one ever on Jeff Lewis Live, by the way.
But you know, also when you wait in line for Santa, that is a germ fest too.
Oh my gosh,
no.
Yes. I don't like it, and it's usually in the middle or somewhere where I don't like the area. They never sitting right. I want to redecorate that whole area every time I go.
But
I'd
wait in line to see Pej.
I mean, that's the thing, Hunky Santa.
Mm-hmm. That's you're right. That's where they should go with this.
That's where they should go.
That's
you get something for the moms, the questioning dads. You know,
yeah.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel exclusively on the Sirius XM app. For a 3-month free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/Jeff Lewis. Terms apply.